Have you ever seen a post on social media or something that says family and friends are the worst transactions that anyone's ever done? Well, the honest truth is this is where most of us get started in this game. And there is ways to handle these relationships professionally and take those relationships from relationships to transactions back to lifelong relationships. And we're going to dive into all of that, my strategies that have helped me serve my sphere of influence at one of the highest levels in the industry and help my agents also do the same. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Real Estate Agent Playbook, helping you win at the game of real estate every day. Here is your host, Jeremy Kane.
What's up, guys? Jeremy Kane, Real Estate Agent Playbook. And today we are talking about things in my wheelhouse, from transactions to trust is absolutely how I've built my business. So if you like what you hear, we talk about this a ton. We're putting out YouTube content, educational content, webinars, courses all the time. So click that subscribe button, hammer that bell, and follow along. And if you feel so inclined, reach out. I would love to have a conversation with you about your business and how we can take it from transactional to lifelong relationship, trust, and all the things that go along with building that repeat and referral client base. So first, we must start with that opportunity, deepening that client relationship when you have the opportunity. And some of you say, well, you know, this is the hard part. I don't have any clients. I'm just getting going. That is all covered on this channel in previous videos. It's really about being genuine and showing up to help others, to pour into others, and you will get served back. But we're going to talk more about, okay, now we have the client right now. So how are we going to transition this? Because we're transactional in nature. Right? We have to get paid. We have to put food on our tables. And this is where it's at. That is all under assault with the buyer agent commissions and all of that. Some people say things aren't going to change. Some people say things are going to change. What I think should change is that we take these client relationships as serious as possible and work as hard as we can to turn every client interaction, every transaction, every closed transaction into 5 referrals or repeat transactions so that you can absolutely explode your business by helping the people you've already served and that you love to serve and connect with. So I was recently on a call in Arte Syndicate, and Ed Milet was talking about creating micro moments and capturing them, right? There's so many things we do. There's 100 and some things on the list on NAR that buyer's agents do and 137 or 47 that listing agents do. But do we capture those micro moments? Do we capture that one moment where we said one thing or we negotiated one way and got exactly what we wanted? Right? That's the moments that we need to capture. We need to pull out. We need to hopefully memorialize those in testimonials. And if, you know, your client doesn't mention it in the testimonial that they do, maybe you do a video on it, right? You don't have to name names. You just can talk scenarios and talk about what you did in that micro moment. Maybe it's a short form content. Maybe it's just a post, and maybe it's a long form video. Maybe it's a long story. But capturing those micro moments, capturing that one moment, right? I love taking a video of handing the keys to the client, seeing the smile, seeing the bright that brightening of their face when they get those keys, when they finally made it. And so that's where we really have to focus our attention, is these micro moments, these micro wins. And if we can take those and we can replicate them and duplicate them and start stacking the micro moments, right? There's so many micro moment opportunities that you can capture and that you can remember and you can use in the future marketing or why, you know, buyers or sellers choose me. And so this is very important. And we're often thinking big picture here when we're talking about all of the commission stuff and what we do and our value stack and our unique value proposition. I'm talking about the micro moments of actually being on the battlefield and doing things and helping people change their lives through our interaction. What do you do to actually serve? And it's these little micro moments stacked up on top of each other, right? Several in a transaction, hundreds in a transaction, if you will. So it's going to take stepping back, being introspective, and really thinking about these. And you're not going to catch everyone on video. You're not going to stage everyone so it's a perfect video. We don't need that. We're talking about genuine micro moments, micro wins, things that you make a difference. And I think that's the biggest piece as agents. Sometimes we get bombarded by the media, the, you know, the realtor, the used car salesman kind of MO that some people have of the real estate industry. It's these micro moments that can change that. It's these micro moments that take the haters and turn them into raving fans. And so make sure that you are taking a moment to reflect on every transaction, every interaction you have with a client. Maybe at the end of every day, you list those micro moments and start to incorporate them into your value stack, into your marketing, into your stories that you tell, because stories ultimately sell. And it's really interesting, as I'm reading this Mr. Thank You Project by John Israel, this one piece kind of stuck out to me, and it's this expectation, right? When we show gratitude, when we do something, we expect to get noticed for that, to get highlighted. And the second that we can set that aside, that's when true generosity, you know, takes place. And you could even replace some of that expectation and that notoriety with, you know, documenting some of these micro moments. And so definitely check out that book. Of course, I'll be doing a review on it on this channel, but the Mr. Thank You Project has so many examples of exactly that. The little things, the little extras, starting with generosity, not having any expectations, just showing gratitude, pretty much unlimitless, right? No limits on gratitude. And he's absolutely changed his life and has some very good points in that book. So either check that book out or stay tuned for that book review as I is coming up, as I'm, you know, 3/4 of the way through that. But it's really about not doing things to get a reaction, not doing things to gain appreciation or notoriety. Do things to help others and serve others, and you will be paid back tenfold with that. So anytime we're talking about generosity and being genuine and creating these genuine connections, it always comes up, you know, CRMs and automation in the ChatGPT world. We obviously had Adam Gillespie, the AI expert on the Agent Change series. And so where does automation meet reality, right? Where does automation meet manual work? I think that building these relationships, certainly you can have automation. Certainly you can rely on social media to kind of get some of this connection and, you know, top of mind kind of feel. But we do need to make sure that we're balancing technology with, you know, real in-life interaction. And a lot of the things you can do with CRMs and the automation is, yeah, okay, you can have your drip emails, you can have your monthly newsletters or whatever you do, but you can also have tasks that say, hey, physically call this person. I'm not talking voicemail drops. Those are, you know, for different things as well. I'm talking about, hey, it's time for you to call this person. Call Ashley on this date, because she closed 3 weeks ago or 3 months ago or whatever that looks like. And if you have that, it's still automation, but it's still just triggering your task list. Then what we need to do is just make sure we're logging into our CRM, making sure we're using that CRM after it's set up. And so this is an absolute game changer when it comes to all things client journey and all of that, is using automation, but not relying on it to do the job. Okay, there's certain times where maybe you've had a lead and you've called them 15 times and you've sent them all the stuff and there's zero response. Okay, maybe then we're sitting them on a, you know, drip campaign. But that is literally the only time that I use a full-on email drip campaign, is after all of the effort's been made to make that contact or, you know, reconnect. But you know, I have, Adam included, has, you know, stories where he's had a client on a drip campaign for 4 years because he could never connect. And when that time comes, he's top of mind and they reach out. That's one part of the story. The other part is, okay, we had this lead. It came in. I tried to connect, you know, 3, 4, 5. Usually it's the 8th time for some reason that they say you connect. And then what do? Okay, well, once you've connected, maybe you put them on a hybrid. They're getting the weekly newsletter. They're getting these touches, but you are being reminded, hey, give that person a call. Or, hey, this person referred you clients, so maybe we should meet them for lunch. Or whatever that may be, you can have the automation tell you, the person who's building those connections in real life, to do the actions that's required to convert these leads and these customers and these clients into lifelong relationships all day long. And ultimately, at the end of the day, once we get so busy, right, which the truth is most of us aren't that busy, we just say it as an automated response. Maybe don't say that, but we need to make sure that you understand that your connection is irreplaceable. One of my superpowers is having so many people trust and believe. I was just at a party yesterday. And my wife was like, it's crazy that you have so many people that, you know, connect with you and come up to you and talk to you. She had never met any of these people. She knew about some of them. But in the room, there was probably 40, 50, 60 people. And 20, 25 of them came up to talk to me to, you know, about real estate or some interaction we had. And that was... You know, when I kind of realized, well, yeah, that's what I do, but it's all about being genuine. In that moment, I'm talking to them and I understand and I hang on to things. And yesterday, for instance, one person just had a death in the family. One person, you know, had a major trauma at her job. Another person had, you know, trouble renting out their short-term rental. And I was able to bring those out and pull those back so that we could reconnect and pull that full circle. And that was kind of a cool thing to kind of sit back and realize as we go. And so one of the ways that this, you know, comes full circle is the there you are mindset. And this is another piece from the Arete call that Ed was talking about relationships. And a lot of times as agents, we're like, here I am, I'm the show, like, let's go. No, it's there you are. There you are. Right? You were having an issue with that short-term rental in Florida. How's that going? I know you're on your third, fourth property manager. How's that going? Oh, great. Tell me about it. Tell me about why that experience is better. Because then I can take that and I can take that knowledge. And if I have somebody that's looking for a short-term rental in Florida, or an agent that is down there, because I have several agents in Florida that needs a property manager for a short-term rental, well, now I know. Oh, I'm going to call her and she's going to tell me who it is, and I'm going to refer, and I'm going to build that connection. And all of a sudden, you become the go-to person for everything, right? I'm here in Colorado, and I know that there's a connection in a resort town in Florida where short-term rentals are massive that I can connect people with. And so if I can be that solution, if I'm the solution for anything and everything, including property managers all the way across the country, I think that it shows as a result. So I'm building these relationships. I'm using these relationships to help others have a better experience. And it's there you are, right? It's not about me. It's there you are. How's that short-term rental going? There you are. How's life going? How's the adjustment going after your loved one passed away? Those kind of things, and putting them center stage and making sure that it's there you are. It's about them. Because the knowledge that you gain when you're listening and you're taking in information is far superior than the knowledge you gain when you're talking and it's, here I am, this is what I did, this is what I did, right? And we're talking, I'm using that as an example because I'm literally sitting at this party yesterday and people are coming up to me with nuggets of information. I learned 3, 4, 5 things yesterday from people that I absolutely will come back to and revisit the next time I see them. And that means that they always think that I'm thinking of them, that it's here you are, you're special in this moment, let's talk about it, right? And then they'll ask about my kids and all the things, and we can get into that as well, because it's important to let these people in. The further you let them in, you know, make sure you're comfortable, the further you let them in, the more that trust and that camaraderie builds, and all of a sudden you are the person that they think of when someone says house project or selling a home or buying a home or relocating. If you can be that person to 90, 100, 1,000 people, that's going to be really good for you. And that's going to take you from having to hammer those phones and having to door knock and having to do all of those things a long way. And that's exactly what we cover in my upcoming webinar. I promise it's coming out, and my course that will be released alongside that webinar release. So if you're interested in that webinar below, we'll get that out to you right when it's available. It's taken a little bit more time than it should, but we're busy, had a really busy weekend selling houses. So I hope this helps you guys. I hope that we can take these relationships and we can take advantage of these opportunities to really focus in, right? So we, in review, we have to deepen those relationships. We have to show up. We have to be present. And we have to understand that using technology is not just a set it and forget it kind of thing. We can use technology to absolutely stay top of mind and remind us to make those impactful, important connections with clients and members of our community and all the people that will eventually blow up your sphere of influence and then change that from here I am to there you are, and you will be absolutely thrilled with your results. If you like what you heard, please like, comment, subscribe. If you have a story that you want to tell below, put it in the comments. I'd love to hear those and, you know, respond accordingly. And so go get another win today, and we'll see you on the next one.